Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
You ever dream something and remember what you dreamed about?
Yeah. I've had lots of dreams where I can wake up and get most of it back.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes it's just gone. You know, like recently I had this dream where it's weird. I was dreaming I was writing a post.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Like, it was so good. I was happy with it. And I just knew as soon as I wake up, I'm going to write this out and I'm going to send it off as my newest post. And I woke up, I couldn't remember any of it.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Right. Well, statistically, 90% of what you dream is forgotten.
90%
of what you dream is gone. Yeah. That's for all people. Hmm. And you tend to remember a little bit more in the first 5 minutes of waking up.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 10 minutes, most of it drops off. That's at 10 minutes, 90% of what you've dreamed is just gone.
It's kind of sad.
It is. Yeah. I think it's similar when we talk about brilliant ideas. Like, have you ever had that thing happen where you just like have the most amazing thought, idea, plan, scheme,
tweet,
whatever, right? And then for the life of you, you cannot remember it.
Yeah.
I hate that because I'm so impressed with myself.
You've already given yourself a Pulitzer. Yeah,
I'm like on the verge of telling someone, you know, hey, you would not believe.
Yep.
And then I realize, wait, I can't remember what that was. Apparently, it wasn't that brilliant.
Do you begin to question if it was ever there in the first place? Yeah.
I don't know. I tend to think I'm full of them. And my problem is that I keep forgetting them.
But so how do you remember them?
Yeah. Well, I think that's really what I want to talk about is maybe developing a plan and a system so that you don't lose brilliant ideas,
mm-hmm.
whether it's forgetting them or I think sometimes brilliant ideas, you remember them, but they get stuck somewhere, you know, just kind of like it's the wrong time for it. Mm-hmm. So it sits forever on the proverbial back burner,
yeah.
You know, not happening. So some of the things that I do and getting better at this, but I have a system to try to retain all of my brilliant ideas. And I want to explain how that works for me. So I use notes on my phone. I actually have a couple different applications that I use for writing notes. And that's typically the starting point because my phone is always with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have read many times before that you should always have a Moleskin journal or a notepad by you. If you're a writer or a creative person, because you're always going to come up with an idea at a weird time, mm-hmm. like not during office hours, but you know, like you wake up in the morning or whatever else.
Right.
And so in my case, my phone is just, it's always there. It's my alarm, wakes me up in the morning. So if it's first thing in the morning or if it's while I'm brushing my teeth, phone is there. And I use the note application to write notes. And then I always email those notes to myself. So I email myself everything. In fact, a lot of times I think of an idea and I have the computer there. So instead of going to the phone, I just write an email to myself and write down those ideas.
Didn't you tell me recently that you get more emails from yourself?
Yes.
Than from anybody
Absolutely.
Else?
Absolutely. I am my biggest fan. I email myself constantly. Then I print everything. Mm-hmm. So when I'm around a printer, I print that out. And the reason I print it out, this is really the important step for me, is that I have a folder. I create a folder for whatever that fits in. So in other words, like if I feel like I'm starting a new teaching series, then I start a folder for that and I print out whatever the idea was, put it in there. But now I know that I have a place to go. Like maybe, what was that great idea?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in that folder. I go look at it.
And you're talking not a folder on your computer.
No, I'm talking about a physical, like an actual folder.
Yeah.
There's a folder of a stack of folders right here on my desk that you can see that those are working folders that, What happens is now I know I have a place to go, not only to refresh my memory, but when a new thought is presented, when there's a new brilliant idea, when there's something to add, I'm reading a book and I read a paragraph that would be perfect that fits that, I make a photocopy of it, stick it in that folder.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a storage place to keep putting more stuff and building that folder. So I add to that folder. And then really, even after that idea was used, I keep that folder And kind of an interesting thing, I have a huge stack of folders right now in my in my living room at home, and they're cleaned out from the garage. We recently did a garage cleaning, and it's a massive stack of folders, and it's from the last 10 years of ministry.
Wow.
But I'm actually excited about going through them, because I think what's going to happen is I'll dig out some gold. There'll be some stuff that, sure, I'll clean out, throw away, but other things that I will maybe add to current folders or keep as a resource for the future. So here's the deal. That system works for me. It might not work for you, but what I'm really driving at is develop a system and use it. My wife does our finances at home, and she does. She has a system that works for her. And hers is actually notebooks, like three-ring binders.
Yeah.
And a huge use of sticky notes. Sticky notes are everywhere. She loves sticky notes. And so her system works for her. I think if I had to step in and do it, it wouldn't probably work for me. I'd have to figure out what is going on here. Yeah, and then I'd start folders. But you probably have some brilliant ideas that shouldn't be forgotten. So develop a system and use it.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.